Speaking of nuclear weapons, recent threats from Russia's President Vladimir Putin to use nuclear weapons have sent a shudder across the world, conjuring visions of Armageddon and nuclear fallout, echoes of the Cold War. The COVID pandemic certainly showed the world how swiftly society can grind to a halt. Most people managed to survive that, but how would they cope with other catastrophes? In Sweden, with its bid to join NATO and the war in Ukraine, citizens are being encouraged to get ready, just in case. As special correspondent Malcolm Brabant reports from Sweden, what's called prepping has gone mainstream.
Sweden is one of the last places you'd expect Armageddon. It hasn't been at war for over 200 years, but the state is urging citizens to prepare for catastrophe.
Although Sweden is safer than many other countries, there are still threats to our security and independence. Everyone who lives in Sweden shares a collective responsibility for our country's security and safety. If you are prepared, you are contributing to improving the ability of the country as a whole to cope with a major strain.
One of the fundamental differences between the United States and Sweden is that, out of necessity, Americans are much more self-reliant. There is a social contract here, and in return for paying some of the highest taxes in the world, the Swedes and other Scandinavians expect the state to take care of them from the cradle to the grave. But the COVID pandemic exposed the flaws in that system and undermined public trust. What's more, the prospect of the war in Ukraine spilling across borders into other countries has accelerated the need for people here to be more self-sufficient.
Lovely axe. I want to survive and I want my kids to survive and I will do anything I can to protect both me and them.
God. Lotta Dalinius is preparing for emergencies ranging from a power outage to doomsday.
We have people from Ukraine here in our little village. It's good to be reminded that you can't take everything for granted all the time. You have to just be prepared that things can happen.
In tranquil southern Sweden, fear of war has increased since the nation signed up to NATO.
Of course, we should be frightened of Russia. They have a frame of mind to bring back the old empire.
If disaster strikes, Lotta will either say, Armageddon out of here, and head to her cabin on the west coast, or grab her emergency kit.
This is just some of the good to have and nice to have, and some must-haves. You have to have a real good knife. You can just use it for everything, protecting yourself, or if you want to make food, or have to build a shelter, or whatever.
What is that thing?
It's a small kitchen. Here's the frying pan.
It's like a Russian doll.
Yeah, it is. Here you have the to make your coffee and stuffing here. You put your gas burning in here and then you can just like boil coffee. It's basically outdoor stuff. You don't need special prepping stuff.
There's a substantial difference between Swedish small-town practitioners and American YouTuber The Sensible Prepper.
Without rule of law, if things really kind of go sideways, there's a lot of people out there, they become desperate. They want food or they want to do whatever, or they're just nefarious and they just want to cause trouble. I just want to highly recommend, guys, that you stock up on ammo now.
Here we have freeze-dried peppers, 15 years shelf life. And then we have like butter with long shelf life. Apricot jam.
Tins of peas, curried rice, but no ammo. Not a single round in the booming online prepping store run by Fredrik Kvarnström.
Every time something happens in the world, like there's a war or the pandemic or terrorist bombings and things like that, sales goes up. We have a lot of water purification equipment. There are a lot of lakes and rivers in Sweden, so if you purify the water with some kind of equipment, it's the water is drinkable. When I started, I believed the normal customer would be a man living in the outskirts, far away from the cities. But it's not like that. I have people all over Sweden, and a lot of them are living inside the cities, like in flats.
People tend to remember those typical preppers with guns surviving in the woods, but I am not one of those crazy preppers. I'm just an ordinary man wanting to make sure that my family can live a good life.
Martin Svenberg is heading to one of his food stashes in the basement of a Stockholm apartment block that doubles as a bomb shelter.
What are you preparing for?
Well, I don't know. Everything. A crisis can be several different things. It can be war. It can be a pandemic, obviously. But it can also be being out of a job. Or it can be to... I also prepare for inflation. So this is just a buffer. So if something happens, I actually have time to adjust my way of life or adjust something and then consume the buffer. Here we have sugar and salt. All these boxes are filled with baking supplies, dry powdered milk, flour as well.
Are you being hysterical?
No, I'm not hysterical. But it has become a way of life for me to be prepared in different ways. But I don't have any guns.
Earlier this summer, Svenberg spent 24 hours confined to his apartment without electricity. It was an attempt to teach his 16-year-old son Maximilian how to survive without the conveniences of modern life.
It was fun, but yeah, it became boring after a while. It was kind of difficult for me because I'm kind of addicted to my phone, and without electricity and like charging, it was pretty difficult to sit and do nothing, because I'm not used to that.
I wouldn't go so far to say that there's an increased level of fear in the public society.
If disaster strikes, the Swedish government will turn to psychiatrist Philip Arnberg for advice on how to handle the country's collective mental state.
In all crisis management, even when it comes to human behavior and our psychology, we have to realize that most of the preparations that we can do are things that we have to do before the crisis.
Flour. A lot of flour.
So I think overall it is a good idea to increase the awareness among the public.
Something to make the water taste good.
Back in Lotte Delinius's house, that means having a well-stocked freezer.
Butter, you buy it on sale and then you freeze it. Very good. Stuff like that. I bake my own bread and put it in here. You have to have like cake as well. If you have to flee from here, then you can't bring all the stuff. You have to take what's important. I'll take my axe. If the end of the world is coming, well, take a glass of wine and just relax. We're not gonna make it anyway.
The main takeaway is the hope that the day preppers are getting ready for never comes. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant in Sweden.